When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Now let us turn to Mark, first chapter, from the 14th verse. Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Repent ye and believe the gospel. And that is what he taught his disciples to preach wherever they went. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. You know, friends, there is a thing called repenting for the sins of our fathers. Now, looking back, when I ask some people, was there ever a missionary in your family? Was there anybody who sacrificed anything for Jesus? And very often the reply is, no, we didn't know Jesus. We didn't know anything about the truth. That's understandable when a person comes from Islam or from Buddhism or Hinduism. You know, friends, it also requires a certain measure of consistency. You can't preach something here and go out there and do something else. That's the surest way to bring the gospel into disrepute. And that's what has been happening. There are folks who know me from the time I was a boy, when I was converted and started preaching the Word of God, and they know how through the years, if there has been a change in my life, it is this. The change is, I am a humbler person today. From the time when I was a fiery preacher, youthful preacher, and preached first in England years ago. A far humbler person. I can't help but be humble. I have seen how little I have done. I can see it. How little I have done for Jesus. That makes me very humble. You know, my dear people, repent and believe the gospel. Turning around. You know, folks, when the pulpit sets a bad example, there is no hope for the people. So I say, most of the blame lies here in the preacher. Nearly all the blame. If there is one consistent, godly, obedient Christian, or take a Christian family where a husband and a wife work together. You know, today, wife takes off in one angle, and the husband takes off at another angle, and there is discord. And what are the children to do? Whom are they to follow? That is why my father always said, parents, husbands and wives should always pray together every day. The job factor is another thing today. The job factor brings also considerable disarray. The young man told me with some sorrow and bitterness in his heart. He said, "My mother-in-law tells my wife, 'You had better lose your husband rather than lose your job.'" Just think of that. Money comes first. You know, there's a lot of mutual sacrifice in marriage. And yet, we can't really call it sacrifice. There are certain things which your tastes and your wife's particular tastes may not always jibe or mesh. But are you going to fight over the color of your curtains? Or what are you trying to pick a fight about? I don't know. But think of that. Money has become such a big thing today that people say, "My job comes first." You know, this can lead to complete discord and disintegration, final disintegration. I don't know why it is in heathen society, I can understand. Money, 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 money is drilled into people, drilled into people. I never saw my father or mother talk money. Never. There was never a debate or an argument or talk about money in our house. Never. And yet we had so little and we were completely satisfied. There was peace there, there was love there, that was enough for us. So we children, we knew hardly anything about money. One thing we knew, that there was not money for us to make any demands on our parents. So we never made any demands. When we come to the home and we see it as a battleground, what is required? Repent. Humble yourself. You know, there's no problem whatever which cannot be resolved when there's one person ready to humble himself. That's no problem. There are some people, no doubt, who like to carry on a running battle. They're never happy in themselves. Therefore, it's a running battle. They want to be fighting, fighting, fighting. Generally, I leave such people alone. I can't handle such people because it's pure waste of time. So I say, "Okay, you have your say, you say what you please, but I will be still. I will not get deflected from the path of duty." You know, it's very easy to allow a root of bitterness if you turn to Hebrews 12th chapter, 15th verse. "Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." So you can see any number of people these days. You know, the wife doesn't want to quit her job. The man doesn't want to quit his job. So they live apart and they have an easy solution. You know what it is? Send the children to the grandparents. My dear friends, send children to the grandparents is the surest recipe to destroy them. Surest. And that includes me. I'm a grandfather, you know. Yes, a grandparent, you know, likes to cuddle a grandchild or say, "Nice boy, fine, smart fellow, this, that, and the other." But when it comes to spanking, you know, is it forbidden by law now? No. The human anatomy tells you differently. Spanking did not do me any harm whatever, but it was judicious. It was judiciously applied. But today, if anybody spanks a child in a parking lot, the police will be there in the next few minutes. And they will say, "You're not fit to take care of this child. Now this child should be taken away from you." What for? A father and a mother do not even have the authority to tell a child that they're not going to tolerate all those monkey tricks. What do you mean? Whose child is it? Child of the state. You see, folks, we've got things coming on which make even discipline very hard. A naughty child can call the police on its parents. Of course, there are all these drunken sort, you know. When a father or a mother drinks, they bash the child and hit the child against a wall. Or there are situations so grave today. That's a different issue altogether. But greed, out of sheer greed. See, I must get my money so I can't take care of my child. Whose child? The salary is my real child, right? Money is my real baby. And I want my money at all costs. What kind of values? Those are called heathen values. The heathen do so. But when it comes to a Christian home, it's different. No sacrifice is too great to make for a child. No amount of loss of sleep can be called real sleep deprivation when you're praying for that child. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Let us pray. Won't you help us, Lord, to be true ourselves? And when we are true and faithful, the impossible will take place. We don't want any root of bitterness to overcome our good sense. There are battles for eternal souls taking place. Visit these dear people, I beseech you, in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time, as we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries. We appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.